Welcome to Swish and Tell, the show where we recap stories from the peachbasket.net that you might have missed. Let's dive right into it with an article by Tyrone Smith. Miles Bridges has been on, well, let's say a bit of a roller coaster this season. Over the last 15 games, he's averaging an impressive 25.1 points per game, 7.9 rebounds, and more than 4 assists while shooting at 46, 38, and 87 from the field, 3, and free throw line respectively.
Wait, you're telling me he's putting up 25 a night and they're still losing? Man, that's got a sting for the Hornets fans.
Exactly. Despite Bridges' strong individual numbers, the team's record over those same 15 games is a dismal 4-11. That kind of disparity raises some critical questions about his impact on team success. Are those points really elevating the team, or...
Or are they just empty stats, right? Like, someone's got to score the points when the team's struggling, but does it really change anything?
Right. It's context like this that complicates evaluating a player. See, with LaMelo Ball and other key players sidelined, Bridges has taken on a bigger offensive load. His shot attempts, for instance, have jumped to almost 19 a game. But that extra scoring hasn't translated into wins.
And man, you know, LaMelo's got to be sitting there like, where's the ball movement? I mean, Bridges can score, no doubt, but is he making players around him better?
That's precisely the issue. His playmaking hasn't been consistent enough to truly elevate the team's overall performance. And defensively, the concerns are similar. He's contributing, sure, but his plus-minus over that stretch is sitting at 7.2.
Whew, that's rough. Like, you can't just be pouring buckets on one end and leaking points on the other. So, what's the play here? Are the Hornets sticking with him?
That's a tough call for the offseason, Marcus. There's an argument for keeping Bridges as a key piece alongside LaMelo and Brandon Miller, banking on him adapting to a more balanced, complementary role. But it's fair to ask, do his numbers inflate because he's getting the green light in a compromised roster?
Plus, his trade value's got to be sky high right now. Don't you think they might cash in while the market's hot, build around LaMelo and some younger pieces?
That's the alternative, and honestly, it's tempting. Trading Bridges might bring in the kind of assets, shooters, defenders, maybe veterans, that the Hornets need to complement their core better. It's a pivotal offseason, no doubt about it.
Yeah, I mean, whatever they do here shapes their future big time. Bridges might be ballin', but if he's not helping them win, well, they've got some soul searching to do for sure. All right, Jose, we've dissected Charlotte's situation enough for now. Let's switch gears and talk San Antonio. This comes from the best Spurs pod out there, the Spurs Bros. Man, have you been watching Stephon Castle lately? This dude is electric, straight up rookie of the year material. Well, at least to me. What's your take?
Absolutely, Marcus. Stephon Castle's performances have been nothing short of impressive. His energy and skill on the court, especially under pressure, have elevated not just his game, but fan expectations as well. It's a classic case of a young player stepping into the spotlight and relishing every second of it.
Yeah, and the fans are hyped about him starting too. Like the Blake Wesley drama, that's got some folks real heated. They're like, Castle needs to be starting, period. No shade to Wesley, but Castle's all upside right now.
Right. The debate around starting Castle versus Wesley is fascinating because it highlights two very different approaches to team dynamics. Castle's case for staring comes down to his immediate impact, his ability to adapt quickly to high-pressure moments. On the other hand, some might say the team is trying to balance development with consistent performance.
Let's be real though, Jose. Consistency? Stephon's nailing it. His poise for a rookie? Wild. In those high-pressure games, he's leading, not just, like, contributing here and there. The Spurs got to see that.
It's hard to argue against his trajectory so far. And, you know, the Spurs aren't rookies themselves when it comes to developing young talent. Going back to names like Parker, Ginobili, even Kawhi, their model has always been about patience, paired with grooming star-level players. Castle seems to fit that tradition perfectly.
Yeah, but come on. We're not in the Parker Ginobili era, are we? The league's different now. They can't just wait 3 or 4 years to unleash this guy. Fans want to see him cook right now.
That's a valid point, Marcus. Modern fan bases, and really, the business of the league today, often demand quicker returns. The challenge for the Spurs, though, is how to balance those expectations with making sure Castle reaches his full potential, both for himself and the team's long-term success.
True, true. But let's not forget, with Castle on the rise, he's not just a spark. He could be the whole fire. Man, the impact he can have. If they play it right, we might be looking at the next big Spurs cornerstone.
Speaking of young players stepping into the spotlight, Marcus, let's talk about a name that's been buzzing lately, Bronny James. Nick Land of the NIKNBA YouTube channel broke his game and his potential down. Despite some early hurdles, including injuries, Bronny's recent performances have shown flashes of the potential everyone's been waiting to see.
Man, flashes? Dude's been lighting it up. I mean, 7 for 10 shooting and perfect on pull-ups? That's not just flashes. That's a highlight reel.
True, Marcus. His shooting, particularly in that game, was exceptional. But what catches my attention even more is his basketball IQ, his court vision, and those well-timed passes. He's showing the kind of decision-making that's rare for rookies.
You're right about that. His passing's got that, like, sneaky good flair. He's already picking out openings like a vet. But hey, what about those turnovers, though? 4 in a game? Not exactly. Flawless, you know?
That's expected, though. Rookie point guards often have growing pains, and turnovers are part of the learning curve. What matters is his response. He recovers quickly, adjusts, and keeps his head in the game. It's a trait that speaks volumes about his resilience.
Absolutely. Like, when he messes up, you can see he wants to fix it right then and there. That drive, you can't teach that, man.
Exactly. And his defensive presence is another promising aspect. While his positioning still needs work, his quick hands and anticipation are already creating opportunities, like steals leading to fast breaks. You can see the foundation of a complete player in the making.
Yeah, and let's not forget those sneaky steals. Like in Summer League and even now, dude just knows how to disrupt plays. That's some serious upside.
Which makes his potential on this Lakers roster all the more intriguing. With players like him, the franchise has a chance to nurture a dynamic young guard who could be pivotal in their future. The key, though, will be refining his game, tightening up those turnovers, improving decision-making in clutch moments, and maintaining consistency.
Man, imagine him in a couple years if he keeps climbing. And with the way he's already playing, he fits right in with the Lakers' history of iconic guards. I'm talking magic, Kobe. Okay, maybe I'm dreaming big, but you see where I'm going?
I do, Marcus. And while he has a long road ahead to reach those heights, the foundation is certainly there. Bronny James may just be at the start of his NBA journey, but the glimpses we've seen so far are enough to ignite optimism. Not just for fans, but for the league as a whole.
For real. And watching his story unfold, that's what makes the NBA so special. Here's to Bronny taking that next leap and showing us he's got what it takes.
And that's all for today, folks. As always, it's been an absolute pleasure diving into these stories with you. Until next time on Swish and Tell, keep watching and keep talking basketball.
Stay tuned, y'all. We'll catch you soon. The voice of the fan, the voice of the fan.